Two for the Money, starring Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. Oscar winner McConaughey played the role of the world's most successful professional sports handicapper, Brandon Lang, the guy who's a documented 21-3 lifetime with his Super Bowl picks. Hollywood only makes movies about winners, and tonight Brandon Lang can make you a winner with his biggest Thursday night play of the year on Chicago Green Bay, and you can get it for only $1. Not $1,000, not $100. You get it for only $1 by texting the word WIN to 308-38. No pushy salesman, no hassles, no 800 numbers, no recorded messages. Just text the word WIN to 308-38 to get Brandon Lang's Thursday night game of the year for $1, no strings attached. His Green Bay Chicago winner, backed by in-depth analysis, yours for only $1. Just text WIN to 308-38.
The final report on economic growth in the second quarter of the year has been released. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department report out Thursday morning is the third and final reading on the nation's economy's performance between April and June, and it pegs GDP growth at a revised 3.1%. That 3.1% rate of growth, the fastest since the first quarter of 2015, but analysts expect the pace to slow in the third quarter when the impacts of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria will be reflected in the numbers. I'm Chris Barnes.
The situation in hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico growing more dire as millions wait for much-needed supplies. Millions are still without power, and the Federal Communications Commission says more than 91% of cell phone sites are out of service. Puerto Rico's governor told CBS News food, water, and medicine are sitting at the port waiting to be delivered, but there's no way to deliver it. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services is urging Americans to get flu shots before flu season begins.
It's best to get vaccinated before flu activity starts, and that's usually in October. So the time is now.
At an event in Washington, Price calling it a key public health issue, warning that influenza can be more than just an inconvenience.
It is a potentially serious respiratory illness that can lead to hospitalization and sometimes death.
Price says getting a flu shot is remarkably easy. He says just go online to find out where you might be able to get it even for free near you. I'm Chris Barnes.
Some law students in Mississippi were given an incredible opportunity. Correspondent Randy Bell reports.
For four law students in Jackson, it was the chance of a lifetime.
Madam Clerk, will you call the case, please?
Appearing before the Chief Justice of the United States.
Proceed.
John Roberts was part of a panel of judges at the state Supreme Court yesterday as students from Ole Miss and Mississippi College argued a practice case. He said it was a realistic duplication of what he and his fellow justices do at the nation's highest court.
If you haven't been to Washington to see one of the Supreme Court's arguments, you really should. It is the best show in town.
Roberts was in Jackson helping to celebrate the bicentennial of Mississippi's court system. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The ride-sharing service Uber no longer leasing cars to drivers. They announced they're losing $9,000 per car instead of just $500. 3% of their workforce laid off. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh, it's back. It's back. Oh, yes. Obamacare repeal. Bernie and his free ponies and free beer and his Medicare for all. All this stuff. I get asked from some of our new listeners, you spend a lot of time talking about healthcare. And this, you know, Wall Street money program. Yeah, I do. I'm a financial planner. We also help people put together healthcare plans for their businesses and themselves. And we've been doing it because it's an important part of financial planning. I know no, most brokers and investment advisors don't want to touch it because there's no money in it. But we do it because we're actually doing our job. And if you don't think you have to factor in healthcare costs later on in life, part of your everyday life, you're crazy. You have to. And we just so happen to have a large swath of our clients from all over the country as small business owners in some way, shape, manner, or form. And they are being stuck with the insanity that is Obamacare. And it is insane. I'm just my situation right now, personal situation. Now, we have different offices. I'm located up in New York. We've got a couple offices down in Florida. And you know, insurance can't be sold across state lines. We've got a different policy based upon where we are and our business. I don't even know if my policy for my family and the people in New York is going to be around next year. I don't think it is. They're not giving me a straight answer. They're not telling me how much more it's going to cost. So if I try to bring on new employees, I don't know what the cost is going to be, which is just lovely as a business owner. But yeah, that's where we are right now. A mess. Story came out this past week. The cost of employer-provided health insurance is around $19,000 a year. And that's the cheap stuff. $19,000 a year for a family. Do you think that is full coverage? You go in with a $20 copay and everything is taken care of? Or does that include a major deductible? Yeah, major deductible. Major deductible. $19,000. That's the average right now for employers. Okay, so what do we have? What do we have right now? We have Republicans haggling on a new Graham-Cassidy bill, which will take the Obamacare money and send it to the states, and the states are going to decide what they're going to do with it. Because you know as well as I do, boy, oh boy, states do such a wonderful job with their money too, right? Didn't I just talking about the problems with government pension plans and pension plans for municipal workers and their health care plans too? Because states do such a great job with money. Okay, great. So you're going to get rid of some of the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., which I'm a fan of. But sending all of this money back to the states is just going to create some more government workers in Albany and Tallahassee and Annapolis. All over, all state capitals are going to be able to hire all sorts of new government workers to handle all of this. Honestly, is this. They'll burn through the money and then say, we don't have enough. Send us more. And if you don't send us more, well, we're going to say that you want to... You want people to die in the streets, especially women and children. Same crap again and again and again. The president is putting a lot of pressure on Rand Paul to change his vote. But I guess Kennedy from Fox News put it quite succinctly this past week. It's like they're worried. They're worried that you're going to get people. The Republicans are worried that they're going to be accused of killing a corpse. Because that's what Obamacare is. It's dead. It's dead. If the president really wanted to finish off Obamacare, all he would have to do is just say, hey, you know what? We're not going to give any more any cash to insurance companies. No more taxpayer money to help keep insurance companies afloat. Well, then the whole system collapses. Again, I know all of you people out there, you want to provide coverage for everything and anything and then some, and then you want kids to stay on till they're 26, and you want to provide health insurance for everybody, whether they're sick, not sick, at any point in time, but you are living in a fantasy world. That's not insurance. It doesn't work. Now, we've got that plan, and then we've also got the all-out insanity that is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders' plan, the price tag on this one, is anywhere between $3 to $4 trillion a year. Now, I want to put that in perspective. The current United States budget is $3.7 trillion, if I'm not mistaken. $3.9 trillion, almost $4 trillion, our current budget. So Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan, including a pony and free beer, amounts to what? What does it mean? It means we're doubling our budget. Where in God's wonderful, beautiful creation does he think we're going to come up with that money? Well, let's take a look, shall we? Let's open up Bernie Sanders' plan and find out where he's planning on funding this bad boy. Oh, wait. There's no funding mechanism in his plan. So basically, if you were to hand this in as an assignment in high school, in college, you'd fail or you'd get an incomplete. Again, this is extraordinary. I've told the story here on the program where I lost the sixth grade class election to the girl who promised to take the class to Disney World. Again, a public school upstate New York, that wasn't going to happen, but she won anyway. I mean, can you be really that dumb? Is it possible to be really that dumb? I mean, he stands up there with other senators that think that this is just swell. This is just, it's okay, it's awesome, right? Medicare for all, yeah, we'll send all the money to Washington, D.C. Everybody gets on. And the funny thing is, if you actually take a look at his plan, it makes Canada's plan, it makes some of the Norwegian, Scandinavian plans look conservative. Oh, yeah. I mean, everything. Hey, you want a sex change? You got it. You got it. Dental included. I don't even know. I didn't check. Maybe boob jobs too. Out of their mind. Well, Bernie came up a little bit later on in the week, though. I gotta give him credit, though. He came up. He dusted this idea off. It'll go back to Bernie Sanders back in 1997. He was in the House. And he wrote a book that was called Outsider in the House. And in that book, he declared that it's high time to establish a tax on wealth. That's right. A tax on wealth. 9 years later, when he ran for the U.S. Senate race. His opponent actually challenged him on that, brought that up, and he said, well, you know, I never really proposed it. Well, now he's looking at proposing it. That's right, a wealth tax, where every single year you have to account for all of your stuff, everything that you own, and there has to be a value put on that. Oh, here we go. You got another big government bureaucracy. You got to have people putting value on your stuff. Yeah, I'm talking every cow, every dog, tractor, car, house, whatever it may be, you got to put a value on your stuff. And if that value is above a certain amount, you're going to send Washington, D.C. a check. Yeah, that's stealing. I know it's stealing. It's stealing, but he didn't care. And they're going to say, oh, well, because, you know, we have all sorts of issues between the haves and have-nots. Yes, we got wealth disparity, income disparity. I'm going to have to do something about that. Really, really. So stealing someone's property and sending it to Washington, D.C. is going to lift the boats up, is going to lift other people up. How? How? How many people, you know, how many people out there do you know? I avoid these people. You can find out who they are right away. Rather than try to increase or to better their own lot in life, they choose to tear others down. You know people like that? They're awful. Awful human beings. You tell me how confiscating someone's assets is going to better anyone else's life. It's a crock, is what it is. And this is what they want to do. Again, this is the United States today. I've got to tell you what's going on. I've got to tell you what's in the hopper. Bernie Sanders, hey, you see the people out there with the Feel the Burn bumper sticker. Again, you ever have a conversation with those people? They really just, they're not too bright. They don't know what they don't know. That's the problem. They don't know what they don't know. And it's dangerous. It really is. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. I got to go off on the Republicans here, their tax plan. I talked about this last week on the show, their idea to Rothification of 401ks. More on that when we get back. This stuff spooks me. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know what? We're just talking about that wealth tax and fair share and fairness and equality, because that's what all these left-wing loons love to talk about. They're all about the equal. They're all about the equal sign. Ever see people that got the equal tattoo? Or they got the car, what is it, a blue bumper sticker with a yellow equal sign? Equality, man! Equality! Kurt Vonnegut actually was the speaker at my commencement at Syracuse University. He wrote a short story way back in the early 60s called Harrison Bergeron. And basically, the year is 2081 in the story. Amendments to the Constitution at that time dictate that all Americans are fully equal. And they're not allowed to be smarter, better looking, or more physically able than anybody else. Hey, I was ahead of the curve. I talked about this the other day. I said, what's next? Okay, we talk about white privilege. What about, I don't know. Aesthetic privilege. What about aesthetic privilege? Are we going to have to do something to Jennifer Aniston because she looks like that? Anyway. Hey, this is what they talk about. This is what Vonnegut writes about in his book, or his story, short story. They actually have, in his story, he writes, and again, this is right out of Barack Obama's czars. It's called a handicapper general. And they have handicapper general agents that enforce equality laws that force citizens to wear handicaps. So if you're good looking, you have to wear a mask. Radios are placed inside people's ears to mess with their brain function if they're smart. And if you're athletic, you have to carry extra weight around to equal, to make sure everything, it makes sure everything is equal, fair, right? Yeah, this it was written in the early 1960s. Hey, I'd be funny if you actually presented this type of a world in a certain way to some kids on college campuses. They would agree with it. They would think it's just swell. Anyway, Rothification. They're batting around this tax reform right now. I was glad to see that it looks like that there was some sort of agreement that was made in regards to actual spending reductions by the government amounting, I think they said, close to $1.5 trillion over 10 years, which would allow any sort of tax reform and tax cuts an easier time going through the reconciliation process, meaning that the need not to get 60 votes to get it through. But anyway, this Rothification that they're talking about, they're really considering right now, and I think that this is terrible. It's a horrible idea. Changing all of the pre-tax benefits, being able to take money from your salary pre-tax and putting it away into 401ks and IRAs and changing that, essentially turning them all into Roth vehicles, meaning that the assets will grow tax-free and you can take them out without paying any taxes. The opposite is the case now. You put your money in pre-tax. Again, you start messing around with stuff like this, you need to give people all the incentive in the entire world. Trust me, I'm on the front lines with this every single day. All the incentive in the entire world to save now. To save now. The saving rates are brutal. It was the latest because they do these surveys all the time. Percentage of Americans with money put aside. This is just savings accounts, okay? $0 saved, 39%. Less than $1,000 saved, 18%. $1,000 to $5,000 saved, 12%. $5,000 to $10,000 saved, 6%. $10,000 or more saved, 25%. You start taking away incentive for people to save and put money away for their retirement, not a good thing. Not a good thing. I do not want them messing with this at all. In fact, I would be doing more to encourage people to put money away. You know, it's going to be much easier, and I would pitch it to these politicians like this. It's going to be much easier to deal with pension blow-ups and problems with Social Security if people have something to fall back on. Yeah, and it, Game of Thrones, winter is coming. Yeah, winter is coming when it comes to a lot of these retirement vehicles, pensions, 401ks, you name it. You better be preparing. We better be making sure that people are doing everything they can to prepare. Taking away that deduction, not a very smart thing to do. Real quick on this story. Because I did touch upon this last week on the program, and talking about the screw-ups that a lot of people make when they're younger. And I know this is geared towards a certain group of people that are doing well at a very young age. Many times actors, actresses, athletes. And constantly seeing issues where people are going bankrupt at a period of time. Story about Clinton Portis. He made over $40 million in his career. He has nothing. Nothing. Had declared bankruptcy, owes his mother money, owes money on his mortgage, owes his baby mama's money, all sorts of money that he owes everywhere, and he's got nothing. Nothing. Again, it's an issue, okay? The earlier you start to save, the less you have to save. And what these kids do to themselves at a young age with their entourages and the spending is terrible. It really is. Anyway, got to take a quick break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
As soon as we get these requests, we've turned around and financed these requests. $6.7 billion in 2 days will be released into the FEMA accounts, which equally applies to Puerto Rico.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking to the media about aid to Puerto Rico, saying Congress is ready to send more help.
We still have to get more damage assessment from Puerto Rico, and we believe, I assume it's in October, that we will get a request from the administration, and we will quickly act on that request.
President Trump is touting the new GOP tax reform plan, saying the tax cut on businesses will allow them to hire more people and raise worker wages.
As companies start competing for American labor, and as wages start going up at levels that you haven't seen in many years.
And Majority Whip Steve Scalise back at work in Congress today, months after being shot while participating in a practice for the congressional baseball game. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Oh, I had my joints all ached. My fat, the nerve was really bad. Like 10 hours, my eyes were so tired and heavy and almost burning. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was this nagging pain. I mean, it hurt to open them. And just in a week, like, I don't have the nagging pain anymore. My joints stopped hurting, and I'm in wood season. I'm lugging wood right now, and I'm not hurting. So that's, like, amazing for me. I'm usually really suffering. It's pretty effective. And so now, like I said, my husband and I are both taking it, and he even said his joints aren't aching as much, and he's feeling better.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. It's always an honor to have you tuned in to the big program. I talked about, I don't know, can I talk about this last weekend on the program? I don't know. I might have talked about the latest Apple launch. I know I talked about it during the week. That's a good reminder, by the way. I mean, if you're not getting the Monday through Friday Watchdog on Wall Street show, we're on from live 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day, Eastern time. Hey, if your station doesn't have the program, call and ask them. Call and ask them. We started our Watchdog on Wall Street weekend program you're listening to now 18 years ago with two affiliates. And we've grown the thing all across the country since then. It's been about a year and a half now since we launched the Watchdog on Wall Street daily national program. And we're growing that one as well. So, again, feel free. Feel free. I appreciate it, as a matter of fact. Demand that Watchdog on Wall Street daily show. But if not, you can always get it via our podcasts. Our podcasts are absolutely free, and you can sign up for those as well at our website at watchdogandwallstreet.com. Anyway, I was disappointed. I have to admit, I was sad. I was really looking forward to picking up the new Apple Watch. I got an Apple Watch a couple of years ago, and I proceeded to give it to my son. Because I'm like, this thing is dumb. I said, I didn't understand the point. I said, it's like a remote control for my phone. What the hell do I need a remote control for my phone for? But the new one is, it's the Dick Tracy real deal. Because it has that cellular connectivity, and you can actually use it. You want to go for a jog? Go for a jog. Your music will go with you. You don't have to carry your phone with you, which you had to do before. Oh, you don't have to have your phone with you when you're at the gym. Your watch will ring without having your phone near you. Fantastic. I thought, wow, this is a pretty cool device. The reviews came out, a couple reviews, one in the Wall Street Journal, another one saying, there's issues with this, and it's not working the way it's supposed to. So I'll be holding off. Apple says that they're going to fix the problem. It's a software issue, and it'll be dealt with. The reason why I bring this up is that saw a story this past week where Google is investing in $1.1 billion in HTC, which is a Taiwanese company, and it makes their Pixel phones. They are really trying to get into that handset market. The reason why I bring this up, like I said, I'm an Apple fan, but I also used to be a BlackBerry fan. I was a BlackBerry fan until, and I never forget this. We were away for a friend of mine's 50th birthday. It was Playa del Carmen. And it was right during the whole financial hullabaloo, whole breakup there, February, March of 2009. And the stupid new BlackBerry that I got was awful. It was their latest and greatest launch. And I got it. I got the new BlackBerry. I was all excited. And the thing, you couldn't even use it. It was terrible. The keyboard was awful. And that was it. So, again, companies need to recognize this, that you better keep up. You better keep up because people are fickle. They are. You stick it to them, they're going to go somewhere else. It is what it is. I go back to the 1990s, 2000, 2001. Oh, yeah, no, I'm there now. Microsoft continues to have problems with their software. It's getting worse and worse. Yeah, I stuck with it until I didn't stick with it anymore. So it's something that they need to pay attention to. Anyway, feds, again, congratulations to all of our fearless leaders in Washington, D.C. They managed to confiscate more money from us than ever before. Yep. Yes, the feds collected record taxes through August, yet it still wasn't enough. That's right. These people that we pay, that we vote for, that we send to Washington, D.C., cannot manage with the money that we send them. It's not good enough. They still ran a $673.7 billion deficit. Pathetic and sad. Hey, and guess what, guys? You got Republicans in charge of it all. Oh, fiscal responsibility. Oh, sure. We're really fiscally responsible. All right, sure. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. Your watchdog shall return.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train.
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, yeah. I've been doing this radio stuff, I tell you, for 18 years now. I've been doing a lot of TV and guest appearance as well. And I've got quite the litany of stories of what many of these stars are like in real life rather than their persona on TV. And again, many people would be shocked. In some cases, maybe not so much. I mean, Keith Olbermann is Keith Olbermann. He's just a loathsome individual. Just terrible. And you could probably get that from watching his various different appearances in his program, what type of person he's like. But if you really want to have some fun, I'm just making a suggestion, okay? Some fun this week. Go take a look a clip of Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC that was obtained by Media8. And you just have to watch it. You just have to watch it. Again, I don't understand. Technical problems happen from time to time, and there'll be a little hiccup. You watch this guy for 8 minutes just go crazy at his staff and the way that he treats these people. It's amazing to me. I don't get it. I say, what a really good way of trying to figure out who somebody really is. Is watch how they treat people who can't do anything for them. That makes sense? Watch how people treat others who cannot do anything for them or lift their position up, whatever it may be. A good way of doing this is you'd be at a restaurant and you're sitting down with somebody that treats the waiter, the bartender, the staff horribly. I can't tell you. I've been out with potential clients And these are heavy hitters. Heavy hitters. And I watch them berate a waiter or say something, ask, treat somebody. I'm done. I'm not interested in their business. Do I want to deal with this human being? Life's too short. They couldn't believe it either. No, 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 no. I don't want your business. Goodbye. Oh, yeah. Then they, you know, the bad thing is they go around, they say terrible things about you. I don't care. I don't like dealing with people like that. But, hey, do yourself a solid and watch Lawrence O'Donnell's breakdown. And I'm telling you right now, it's not rare. It's not rare. This is how these people act. Again, the guy reads off a teleprompter for a living. You read stuff off a screen, and you get paid ungodly sums of money to do that, and you're complaining. Anyway, story in the Wall Street Journal about business taxes. It was written by Juanita Dugan. Really good piece talking about cutting taxes for the 99.9%. What she means is it's not just about the corporate taxes. It's not. You need to understand that most businesses out there are companies that are pass-throughs. And they need help as well. Small businesses out there, businesses with 500 employees or fewer, are, in essence, they are the cornerstone of our economy. There's almost 30 million of them in the United States. Need to get tax relief for them. They're the ones that do the hiring. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I asked my friends, but nobody knows. Who am I to believe in love? Oh, love ain't no stranger.
A white snake. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. yes, a little hair metal from the 1980s. Hair metal was great. The reason why hair metal was great was it was just positive. Go out, have a good time music. You see that scene in the movie The Wrestler where Mickey Rourke's character is lamenting all the grunge music. He said, Cobain, those guys, they ruined it all. He said, rock and roll used to be about having a good time. And it was the era. It was 1980s as well. But anyway, I digress. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have to talk about this... The devastation that's taken place. We're going to be in particular talking a little bit about Puerto Rico because I've spent some time here on the program talking about their financial situation and some of the ideas that have been put forward. And I disagree with what's going on. I disagree with what they're doing. You've got an island that I've explained this here on the program that's over $70 billion in debt. An island where the population has continued to migrate to the United States. This is nothing new. It's been going on for an extended period of time. During that period of time, your local yokel stockbrokers from the big brokerage firms have held free lunch and free dinner scaminars. And they've cold called you and they've said, hey, I've got these Puerto Rican triple tax free bonds and they are guaranteed. People, it doesn't take a lot of homework. It really doesn't to take a look. Hey, I'm buying into this municipality. I'm buying into the island of Puerto Rico, taking a look at what their fiscal situation is. I don't care what they're telling you about guaranteed or triple tax free. Eventually, the numbers have to add up, and they didn't. So they've put forth various different ideas and how they're going to get this money back and make some of these people whole. And I said from the get-go, no. No, we need to start having, and I've suggested here on the program, we need some more good old-fashioned bankruptcies. Good old-fashioned bankruptcies where if you don't get it right, you go out of business. You get eliminated. Now, say, how does a municipality go out of business? Well, you know, it says, you know what? We can't pay our debt back. Sorry, we're defaulting on it. Will they have a difficult time borrowing money for a while? Yes, they will, and rightfully so. But we need to come to the realization that, you know, you have to pay a little bit closer attention to where you're investing. And money needs to be priced accordingly, where it is not. Again, S&P and Moody's and the credit rating agencies play a part in this, too. A lot of the ratings that I think they put on municipalities are complete jokes, frauds. Not possible. How are they able to borrow money at such a low rate? It doesn't make any sense. Now, what do we have? We've got an island that has been, it's devastated. Who knows when the power is going to come back on? Nobody knows. And that's, hey, one of the things that's bankrupt is their power company. So you mean to tell me that they're going to clean this up and then they're going to pay back that $70 billion? No. Whenever I talk about this here on the program, because it is a big issue, you got a lot of retirees, a lot of people all around the country that have these bonds in their portfolio, a lot of pension funds that have these bonds. And I trust me, I get the nasty phone calls and the hate emails when I talk about this. But there has to be a default. There has to be. Hey, people, if you own these things, you know you got to be angry with. First and foremost, you got to be, well, you should, you know, be angry with yourself. I know that, oh, the nice young schlock broker at Merrill Lynch said it was safe. Hey, you can blame him. I guess you could. Wouldn't get you anywhere. Blame him. He's just doing what he's told. He's a broker at Merrill Lynch. They sell what they're told to sell. It is what it is. He's doing his job. The same way you walk into Honda, they're there to sell you Honda. They're there to sell you whatever Merrill Lynch is selling at that point in time. You're going to be upset with someone. Be upset with yourself. Be upset with yourself. Because you know what? If you can accept blame for your bad investment, then you know what? You can solve the problem and you can move on. But again, prayers are going out to those people in Puerto Rico and what they're going to be dealing with, because it's a lot. I just taken a look at the logistics that are involved, the amount of generators that they're going to have to bring in there, the fact that the power's out, you're not going to be able to have the sewers and water working for an extended period of time. Been there. I mean, it's not like that they have superhighways through these islands. You talk about roads that are going to be impassable. So it's going to be a lot of work. A lot of work. Before we go to break here, I wanted to touch on this. I went off on a rant last week on the program talking about how kids had no idea of the branches of government. They didn't know what they were. I wasn't happy with this one either. 4 in 10 Americans cannot name any zip, zero, zilch, nada First Amendment rights. 4 out of 10. That's those wonderful government schools we're sending them to, right? Anyway, watchdogandwallstreet.com, watchdogandwallstreet.com, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We're going to be talking parasites. Yep, financial parasites when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
As soon as we get these requests, we've turned around and financed these requests. $6.7 billion in 2 days will be released into the FEMA accounts, which equally applies to Puerto Rico.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking to the media about aid to Puerto Rico, saying Congress is ready to send more help.
We still have to get more damage assessment from Puerto Rico, and we believe, I assume it's in October, that we will get a request from the administration, and we will quickly act on that request.
President Trump is touting the new GOP tax reform plan, saying the tax cut on businesses will allow them to hire more people and raise worker wages.
As companies start competing for American labor and as wages start going up at levels that you haven't seen in many years.
And Majority Whip Steve Scalise back at work in Congress today, months after being shot while participating in a practice for the congressional baseball game. USA Radio News.
Thursday Night Football is here. Forget about Texas, Iowa State. The real money to be made is in the pros on the Bears-Packers. You've seen the sports gambling movie that Hollywood made called Two for the Money, starring Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. Oscar winner McConaughey played the role of the world's most successful professional sports handicapper, Brandon Lang, the guy who's a documented 21-3 lifetime with his Super Bowl picks. Hollywood only makes movies about winners, and tonight Brandon Lang can make you a winner with his biggest Thursday Night play of the year on Chicago Green Bay, and you can get it for only $1, not $1,000, not $100. You get it for only $1 by texting the word WIN to 30838. No pushy salesman, no hassles, no 800 numbers, no recorded messages. Just text the word WIN to 30838.